you listening to?
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Coach's Corner here on Drive Time Sports. KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. High school basketball tonight. The Pinnacle Panthers boys squad. They're in action as they take on Duchesne at home. And so far this season, a little bit of a struggle. They're sitting at 1-4, but they have had plenty of positives. And joining us in the studio today to talk about that, we have Coach Eric Hansen. We also have Dylan Perucci, the head coach of the girls squad. He'll join us in just a moment. But Coach Hansen, first off, it's great to get you back today. Thank you.
Thanks for inviting us back in. We're glad to be here.
Coach, five games into the season so far, you guys are sitting 1-4, but it has been a season of ups and downs, and you and I were talking about that a little bit off of the cuff. You guys have been very inconsistent, but when you have played at the level you're capable of playing, this looks like a pretty good basketball team.
Yeah, we are. We're very talented this year. We played American Leadership Academy. They're a 2A school, very well coached, and we gave them a really good game. We were in the game with them until about the end of the third quarter, and we made a couple mental errors, and all of a sudden they were up by 8, and we couldn't get back. But we've had a lot of very good games. Our last game against Westridge Academy, they played as a team, and they played the way that we play basketball, and we ended up beating them by 30-something points. So it was a good game, and they're starting to find their groove.
As far as the non-league schedule goes, you guys are playing some schools that obviously, you know, you mentioned ALA. It's someone that you're not going to have to go through once you get to the state tournament if it gets to that point. Fairly difficult non-league schedule for you guys this year.
Yeah, it is. I mean, tonight, for example, we play Duchesne, and Duchesne is always good. They're a football team that puts on basketball jerseys.
Yeah.
So they're tough, and they play the game really well.
Every sport. I mean, talk wrestling. They're fantastic at wrestling as well. I mean, Duchesne's just one of those schools that continue to reload. I guess it's good for a program that hasn't necessarily had a ton of success in the past for your kids to see these types of programs that do have success. I mean, they always say that you can't become that program until you see the way it's done up close.
Yep, I totally agree with that. Not only are they getting to see it, they're getting to play against it, which I think is even better because they're seeing where their skill level is at and where it needs to be. And a lot of them, from the beginning of the season until now, their skill level has gone up 100%. I'm very pleased with the way that they're progressing as not only individuals in the classroom, but also athletes on the court. They've done a complete 180 from last year, and they are doing a lot better in every aspect. So I'm very pleased with that.
Now, with that being said, we got Christmas break right around the corner, which I know it's always terrible timing for coaches because it doesn't matter what level we're talking about here. It seems like they finally start to get their rhythm. They're getting in basketball shape, which is a big difference from being in football shape. And then you go into Christmas break.
Yeah, we go to Christmas break, and we have the moratorium, so I'm not allowed to do anything with them, not allowed to talk to them, but I know that this group of kids is going to somehow get together. They've done it in the past. When I'm not allowed to talk to them, they somehow figure something out and they get together, whether it's just running around town or they go and play at the courts on Washington Park. They get together and they do something. So it'll be interesting to see when they come back, because we come back and then we have our first region game against Green River. And that's our rival, obviously. But it'll be interesting to see how many of them actually put forth the effort during Christmas break, which I think it's going to be the majority of them.
And you can encourage that. I mean, you can't help them with anything, but you can encourage them to get together, right?
Oh, yeah. I can say, hey, I'll give you guys a basketball if you'll, you know, do something this week. So, yeah, but I think they'll get together. I'm going to encourage them to practice together. I'm going to encourage them to stay in shape and not do anything stupid because, let's be honest, they're high school kids.
Right.
So high school kids like to do stupid stuff, but they've done really well so far, so I have trust in them, and I know that they'll do what they're supposed to do over Christmas break.
Let's talk about a couple of individuals on your team. First off, Caden Dodder is leading your team in scoring right now. I believe he's the only one that's averaging double digits, but the scoring has been very balanced for you guys throughout. I mean, I think you could look at like 9 different kids that are averaging 4 or more.
Yeah. So Caden Dodder, he's a great athlete. He knows how to finish the ball. He gets to the rim, he finishes the ball, he makes his layups. He's an all-around great athlete. And then after him, we have about 9 guys that score the ball well as well. Valentin Acosta is one of them that's stepped up the last couple games. Caden got hurt, and so Val, he stepped up, and he averaged 15 points in both games. And so they're finding their groove, they're finding their role on the team, And that's what we need, is players that have their roles, that know who needs to box out. I mean, we've got Dalton Cook, who he's averaging about 18 rebounds a game just because he boxes out. He's not a big guy, but he boxes out and he brings down the board. So everybody's starting to find their role, and they're doing what they need to do to help the team win.
How has it been for you? How have you continued to grow? I know it's only five games, but have you noticed a change in your coaching philosophy or maybe some things that you've picked up already?
Yes. I've noticed a lot, and so has my wife. She always comes to the games and then coaches me after. But
that's what wives do.
Yeah, especially wives that played basketball.
Right.
But I've noticed that I look at the way that I coach when I watch film, and I pick out the bad things that I do. Sometimes I lose my patience and get a little angry at the players and yell at them, and that's something that I haven't done in the past. I don't like to do that. I like to give them positive reinforcement and, you know, tell them what they're doing right. And so that's been one big thing that I've noticed, that I've changed a little bit since I've become a head coach at a high school. But that's changing already. I noticed it and I'm fixing it. But, you know, I'm trusting the players a lot more than I have in the past with my other teams, because I do trust these kids out on the court. I know that they're going to do what they're supposed to do. I know that I don't need to yell at them for help side defense, because I know that they're just going to be there. We practice it in practice, and they bring it to the game, and they do it in the game. So I do trust a lot more in the players than I have in the past.
Tough question for you before I let you go. Go ahead and give your team a grade on the early season. What would you give them?
As a teacher, I'd probably give them a C, but as a coach, I'm going to give them a B plus. They've done everything that I've asked them. I mean, we have a new program that we were putting in with Coach Dye, that is it's a strength and conditioning program. He comes once a week and works them until they cry, and they have given me 100% effort in every practice and in every game. So I'm going to give them a B plus on that. Now we just got to finish.
Yeah.
That's the only thing we got to do is finish. And once we finish, we'll have A pluses.
Now, your assistant, Coach Perucci, he's also the head coach of the women's basketball team. You and I and Coach Perucci were talking before we came on. You like the way the women play. I mean, they got an edge to them, to say the least.
They are very angry. Let's say that. they play the game the way it's supposed to be played.
Mm-hmm. Well, with that being said, let's bring in Coach Perucci. Coach Hanson, it was great to get you back in today. I appreciate the time.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, we're going to bring in Coach Dylan Perucci right now. Again, he is the assistant coach on the boys' squad and also the head coach on the women's side of things. Coach, it's great to get you back in today as well. It's been a while, so thank you.
Yeah, thanks. Great to be here.
Let's talk about your girls' program so far. You guys are 1-6, but in talking to you, you've been most impressed with your defense. Talk to me a little bit about the philosophy and what you guys actually are doing out on the court and what you see as a success defensively so far.
The main thing with our girls is their mentality. When we had tryouts at the beginning of the year, we went through and picked the girls that weren't necessarily the most talented, but just the ones that had the correct mentality that it takes to be a good defensive player. And how I played, I was always our defensive player. How Coach Hanson played when he was a player as well. So we know what to look for. And to us, the most important thing is a player who is going to dig in their heels, and when you need them to stop somebody from scoring, that they're going to take the pride and initiative to stop them. And so far this year, we've played several teams who have girls who can put up a lot of numbers. When we played against Rockwell the other night, they have a girl who averages 20-something a game and is one of the highest scorers in 2A. And our girls held her far under her season average and made life very, very difficult. And so, I mean, it's not necessarily a philosophy. It's just kind of what Coach said, the pissed off attitude that you need to be a good defensive player, and our girls have that and channel it into the defensive side of the ball.
You talked to me about this team being very coachable, which, I mean, that's a dream for any coach, right? I mean, you got a squad that's going to listen to what you have to say. They look to you as if to say, hey, you're our leader. I mean, I know boys, it's a little bit more difficult sometimes with boys. Boys sometimes tend to think they know it all at that age. This isn't the case with your girl squad.
No, and it's beautiful. And the things that we teach, part of it has made it more difficult for me because they pick things up so quickly. I think, oh, well, we'll get to that because I know they're going to pick it up so quickly. But then we have a game, and I'm like, okay, we should have got to that. I should have made that more of a priority. But, I mean, when we throw in a new offense or a new defense, then we'll run it in practice, and then the next day in the game, they'll run it exactly how they're supposed to. And they ask questions while you're doing it, and they're just sponges, and they pick up everything that you say, and we're working. It's just a lot of fundamentals. A lot of the girls didn't come equipped with some of the fundamentals that you would assume a high school girl would have, and how quickly they have picked it up and how quickly and how eager they are to learn is incredible. I don't think I've ever been around a group of teenagers, even in my classes, who are as coachable or eager to learn as our girls are. It's incredible to me.
Now, we didn't talk to Coach Hansen about this, but both the boys and the girls, they have a road trip this weekend, right? Are the girls going on the road trip to Manila as
Correct.
Well?
Correct, yeah. Yes.
So you guys will go to Manila. That's a two-day tournament?
Yep. Yeah, Friday, Saturday.
Gives you guys an opportunity, again, to kind of get familiar with each other. I know the road trips during the non-league schedule, and you guys have to travel a lot being in 1A. I mean, you guys have some lengthy road trips. But it's a good thing for the kids, right, before you dive into region play?
Yeah, you need those times where you're away from the school and you're away from other kids just to have times together and to bond with one another. You can't have that I'll do anything for you mentality if you're not having those trips. And mm-hmm. I mean, that goes back to the defense side of the ball. If you're a good defensive team, you know that no matter what happens, that if a screen is coming, you know your buddy's going to call it out or whatever. You have each other's back. So the more overnight trips we can do, even if it's just to Manila or wherever, the more overnight trips that you can do to bond as a team and get closer as a team, the better you end up playing on the floor.
Well, I know you guys will get back at it on Thursday, so you get a couple of days off. But Coach Perucci, I appreciate you coming in with Coach Hansen today to talk a little bit about Pinnacle Basketball. Best of luck to you guys, and hopefully we can talk about a couple of more wins next time you guys stop by.
Sounds great. Thanks for having us.
Again, Coach Eric Hansen and also Dylan Perucci of the Boys and Girls Pinnacle Basketball Squads. We have more coming up here on Drive Time Sports. When we return, we are going to talk some Major League Baseball. Bill Lasky is going to join us when we return. We'll go over some of the big storylines in 2016 in Major League Baseball. It's fun to reflect at this particular time now that we just have a couple of weeks left in 2016. Plus, we'll talk a little bit about winter meetings and some of the hot stove baseball talk. That's coming up next here on Drive Time Sports.